Hi, this is Tony from Eco Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Marlene Naidu, Liberty's Divisional Executive for Retail Solutions Shared Value. Marlene, thank you very much for taking time to chat to me.
Perfect. Thanks, Tony. Great to be here.
Great stuff. Marlene, I think we can start off with just chatting a little bit from your perspective. What is shared value as we see that's part of your title, shared value?
Yeah. So, Tony, I mean, shared value is not a new concept in financial services. Many different parts of the financial services sector, so banking, short-term, et cetera, have always embraced it. But the interpretation of shared value in the past has often been rewards programs and other incentives for consumers. So effectively, a consumer either provides their data or they behave in a certain manner and then value gets shared with them. And that is a version of shared value, and that's part of the version that we've also interpreted when we've taken our solutions to market here at Liberty. But there is a broader definition of shared value. This is a much bigger concept around increasing the value in a pie amongst and then sharing it amongst the various role players in that system. So here it's all about supporting local suppliers and service providers and meeting needs in underserved communities. So it's a much bigger player or a much bigger concept in a South African context. Some of the principles of shared value, the broader concept of shared value, were postulated by a Harvard business professor, Michael Porter, and some of those principles are quite close to our heart.
Yes. I found it particularly interesting that instead of creating a whole new thing, you decided to utilize what's already available and allow people to clients basically to use wellness scores, if I understand it correctly, to work that into your wellness program. If you can maybe just explain that to us a little bit.
Yeah, no, 100%, Tony. So yes, what you've said is exactly correct. So we've recently launched this feature called the Wellness Bonus, and this is an enhancement of our lifestyle protector product, our flagship risk policy. So here, as you've just described it, it uses clients' wellness data. So it uses it from an recognized external program. And then we can use it to create a Liberty Wellness Score and then integrate it into our long-term insurance solutions. Importantly here, the reason we did that is customers were telling us that they like to be rewarded, but they don't actually want another rewards program. They didn't want another card in their wallet. They were already doing a whole lot of hard work, and they were already enjoying their experiences on many existing programs. And so we thought, well, why should we build another one? Let's meet customers where they are. Let's let them work on what they want to work on, and we'll just find a way of integrating them into our system.
Yeah. I definitely think that's the way to go, and I think that was a very innovative solution. It brings us to what you call best of both worlds. How do you see that in terms of for the clients?
Yes. So I mean, I think first we must think a little bit about how traditionally insurance solutions work in the industry. So any solutions currently that bring together wellness programs and insurance products, they give clients upside. So it can be quite good. I mean, you get a whole bunch of rewards available on the wellness program, and you get some value back even through the insurance policy. But often there's significant downside risks to these policies, and many policyholders or customers are not really aware of this. So often, if despite your good intentions, you can't manage your wellness status into the top tiers of these programs, often these reasons are outside your control. I mean, you could get sick and you can't go to gym anymore. Often happens is that your premium starts escalating a lot faster than you might have expected, and then sometimes even your cover reduces relative to what you originally expected. So that downside risk can be quite a problem for clients, but also for even the intermediaries, the advisors that are advising these clients. It can be a bit of a risk to them. And so we said the guaranteed underpin of a life insurance policy, the knowing what you're going to get paid at any particular point in time, and then knowing exactly what you need to pay for it. I mean, that guarantee is valuable, and customers actually like that guarantee. So when we integrated the two together, we gave customers the upside of being a part of this wellness program, so they can get cash back on their premiums. But then they also get this downside protection, so they get their premium that they pay for this this feature paid back to them as a sub-minimum or a minimum bonus. But then importantly, their cover stays intact. They're not going to get any surprising reductions in their cover. So that's why we think customers can enjoy best of both worlds.
Brilliant. And then lastly, Nalin, obviously Liberty works through financial advisors quite extensively. Where does the financial advisor fit into this, and how does he utilize that to increase his client contact and his success with his clients?
Yeah, so I mean, you spot on, Tony. I mean, we do think financial advice is a crucial part of the overall insurance landscape. We think it's highly valuable in making any important decision. And we offer currently, as I said, Lifestyle Protector, which is one of the most comprehensive long-term insurance solutions available. There's a wide range of benefits on it, and an experienced financial advisor can help a client select the right combination of these benefits suited to their lifestyle. And in particular, the wellness bonus then allows financial advisors to advise clients that are engaging in these wellness programs, that are actually adopting a healthy lifestyle. And the various finer details in this feature that are quite interesting. I mean, you can get even more cashback, for example, through a loyalty bonus that we have called AdLib. So if you hold certain protection policies and investment policies and retirement policies with us, well, you can actually boost your wellness bonus cashbacks even more based on AdLib. And some of those complexities, I mean, financial advisors will have all the knowledge and expertise required to ensure that your protection and investment needs are fully covered.
Brilliant. Well, Nalin, very well done on this innovation. I quite like the fact that people can benefit without having to do all the work with a second or a third or a fourth wellness program that's tied up. So well done with that, and thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks very much, Tony. No, it was great to talk to you.
Thanks, Nalin. Go well.